Minnesota News Network. Good morning, I'm Brent Palm. A candlelight vigil to remember House Speaker Emerita Melissa Hortman and her husband Mark is planned tonight on the steps of the state capitol. Organizers say there will not be any speakers, and this will be a time to reflect and remember the lives of Melissa and Mark. The public is asked to bring candles, but no signs will be allowed. Minnesota's two U.S. senators took to the floor in Washington to honor and recognize their friends, Melissa Hortman and her husband Mark. U.S. Senator Tina Smith said,
"In short, millions of Minnesotans are better off because of the work that she did. Her record of accomplishment is so extensive, it's hard to capture it all in just a few short minutes. And so it is so bitter to realize that she was only 55.
Senator Amy Klobuchar said she's shattered to have lost her friends Melissa and Mark. Even though the horrific attacks on Hortman and Senator John Hoffman happened in their homes, it has brought up the question about safety and security at the state capitol. House Speaker Lisa Damith says it could be a future conversation.
This is something that no one could have imagined. This was a horrific attack by a very, very deranged person. If there are changes or things that we need to do to ensure member safety, we will definitely be considering all of that.
There are no security checkpoints to get inside the Capitol, although the State Patrol has troopers on duty 24 hours a day. The burglary trial of Senator Nicole Mitchell of Woodbury is rescheduled for July 14th in Becker County. Jury selection was scheduled to begin Monday, but was postponed following the shootings of Senator Hoffman and Speaker Hortman. Mitchell was arrested last April after allegedly breaking into her stepmother's home in Detroit Lakes. And the Twins fell to the Reds 6-5 in Cincinnati for their fifth straight loss. 8 public skate park projects across Minnesota are getting a total of $4 million in state grants. Paul Forsling of City of Skate says they've been pushing the legislature many years for this funding.
We're pretty proud that these grants are, you know, significant numbers that really, you know, get these communities almost a complete skate park, you know, or get a substantial amount towards the parks.
Brainerd received $750,000. Rochester got $650,000. Winona was awarded $550,000. And Northfield is getting a $500,000 grant. And the Minnesota Lynx rallied past the Vegas Aces 76-62 at Target Center last night to improve to 11-1. The Lynx outscored the Aces 48-23 in the second half. All-star forward Nafisia Collier left the game early in the third quarter with a sore back. Courtney Williams led Minnesota with 20 points. This is MNN.